It's time for us to check in with what's going on in the town of Fort Mill. We have Jaconna Hester, who is the events coordinator, and we also have Dina Griffin, who is the assistant events coordinator, and she oversees the farmer's market. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Jaconna, we're going to catch up with you in a minute, but when we have a new guest in the studio, we always like to introduce them and learn more about them. And Dina, you're responsible for the Fort Mill Farmers Market.
I am.
So that starts, it's already underway. The first one is in the books.
Yes, last Saturday.
So walk us through what the Farmers Market is all about, when it takes place, where, and can folks, mainly vendors, still participate in it?
It's every Saturday morning from 9 to 12 at Veterans Park, and that's at 106 North White Street. And we go through the last Saturday of October, October 25th.
And this has grown over the years, so you had to expand to, again, where you're at now at Veterans Park. So talk about the vendors in terms of, do you sign up for the whole season, or can you do certain dates, or what does that look like if folks are listening to this and are interested in it?
Yes, so our vendors apply starting in February of every year, and then decisions are made in March, and usually they sign up for the season, or they can pick and choose their Saturdays they would like to be there, and then the decision's made in the beginning of March, and then we kick it off the second weekend after the Strawberry Festival. Yes.
Right into the next thing.
We like that. And so at this point, if someone wants to be a vendor, it's pretty much too late to get in the farmer's market this year.
Correct. And then we also have our other events they can apply for too. Okay,
perfect. And then what fun dates are on the calendar for the farmer's market? Because in the years past, y'all have had a lot of fun, especially around Christmas and Halloween. So walk us through what that looks like.
So the first one is going to be our Art and Ag Tour. That is going to be June 7th, I believe. It's the first Saturday, full Saturday in June. And that'll be with York County, where you can go through the different farmers markets and farms here in York County. And then our next one is our Christmas in July event. That'll be July 26th, and that'll be our evening market, our only evening market we do from 5 to 8.
Mm. That was so successful last year and a lot of fun.
Yes.
And then do you do anything as you're leading up to Halloween? Because it ends in October.
Just our weekends on Main. Okay. We incorporate that.
And we use scarecrows.
And we usually do invite everyone to wear their costume out on the last Saturday of the month, things like that.
What are some of the items or goods that people can find at the market?
So we have our local farms, so fruits and vegetables, and you can also get plants. Currently, we have a vendor that has hanging plants. Mm. You can get your local rubs, and your local bakeries are there on Saturdays, and then we have fresh breads and... And then also we have some of our vendors that make, artisans that make items and stuff like that.
So it's called the Fort Mill Farmers and Artisans Market. It is underway now. It goes every Saturday through October the 25th. It's from 9 to noon at Veterans Park. But as Dina just mentioned, they do Christmas in July. That's an evening farmers market and artisan event on Saturday, July the 26th. Well, I know people really enjoy it, and again, it's grown so much over the years. You had to move to a bigger spot, so it's that means people are responding to it very well, Dina.
Yes.
We're just going to toss it now back over to Jaconna Hester, and Jaconna, before we dive into Memorial Day, the ceremony that takes place on Monday, May the 26th, just kind of recap for us the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. What was the takeaway?
Well, we had fun as long as we possibly could. Friday night, we had to duck for cover a little bit while it poured rain, but everybody stayed, waited it out, and then we came right back out and ended with our Swift Nation. I had fun with that tribute band and just had a great time. And then Saturday, of course, we did have to close a little early to allow our vendors enough time to get out before the monsoon hit. And it did hit at 5 o'clock.
Good decision.
Oh my goodness. But you got it in.
That's right. We got it in. We're so thankful. Oh. We had so much fun.
Well, again, the fun continues in the town of Fort Mill. It will continue on Monday, May the 26th, for your Memorial Day ceremony.
Yes. Monday, May 26th, it's at Unity Cemetery in Fort Mill. It's at 303 Tom Hall Street. And we invite the community to submit names that they would like read during this ceremony. And all you have to do is email me at jhester@fortmillsc.gov if you would like to add a name to the list. This ceremony is just all about honoring those that, you know, died while serving in the U.S. military. And we have Fort Mill American Legion and their Ladies Auxiliary, Fort Mill Town Council will be there. And we just have a special ceremony honoring all those lives.
It's very, very sweet. Mm-hmm. I've been to it several years ago and just really enjoyed it. I think it's short, sweet, and to the point, but it gives it time to breathe and to pause and reflection of why we are celebrating that day.
Right.
For sure. So that's on, again, Monday, May the 26th, 10 a.m. at Unity Cemetery. That's off of Tom Hall Street.
And then on Friday, June the 6th, is the Summer Beach Bash.
Yeah, we are so excited for that one. Yeah. Ready to kick off the summer with some great music. We have Buffett and Beyond, which is a Jimmy Buffett tribute.
Oh, I can't wait.
the ultimate tropical experience. And then Yacht Rock Gold, which will be the Yacht Rock experience. So, you know, it's just fun music. And that night is going to be all about food and great food and great music.
That's starting this to celebrate summer. And that's what we want to do.
That's right.
That part
We're
in
ready
June.
To kick it off.
Yeah, that's so that's right. Friday, June the 6th from 6 to 9 again, right there at Walter Elijah Park. Jaconna, great catching up with you. Dina, nice to meet you.
Yes.
And check out the Farmers Market and Artisan Experience there in Fort Mill.